This is Akashwani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha began today. During the session, the oath and affirmation of the newly elected members will take place. Senior BJP MP Bharthru Hari Mehtab, who has been appointed as the pro tem speaker, will administer the oath to the newly elected Lok Sabha members. The election of the new Lok Sabha Speaker will be held on Wednesday, while President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament on Thursday. The session of the Rajya Sabha will commence on Thursday. The Parliament session will conclude on the 3rd of next month. Home Minister Amit Shah has directed India Meteorological Department and the Central Water Commission that efforts should be made to upgrade the forecast system of water level of rivers for better flood management. Chairing a high-level meeting to review the preparedness of flood management in New Delhi, he also reviewed the long-term measures to formulate a comprehensive and far-reaching policy to mitigate the menace of floods in the country. He directed that the IMD's alerts regarding lightning strikes should be disseminated to the public through SMS, TV, FM radio, and other mediums. He emphasized on the need to integrate weather, rainfall, and flood warning-related apps developed by various departments. Mr. Shah said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the country's disaster management is moving forward with a zero-casualty approach. The Home Minister asked the India Meteorological Department and the Central Water Commission to complete the process of recalibrating all the equipment used in the flood forecast. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met with his United Arab Emirates counterpart Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan in Abu Dhabi yesterday. Sharing about the same in a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that productive and deep conversations took place on the ever-growing comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. He also appreciated the discussion and insights of his UAE counterpart on regional and global issues. The Economic Offence Unit, EOU, of Bihar Police yesterday said that the NEET UG examination paper was leaked by a professional interstate organized gang from Hazaribagh in Jharkhand. The EOU said that 13 members of this organized gang have been arrested by the SIT, which is investigating the case. The investigation agency said, from the analysis, the SIT has found that the question which reached Patna before the date of entrance examination originally belonged to the examination center of Oasis School, Kalu Chowk in Mandai Road in Hazaribagh. The EOU said that the two kingpins of the paper leak case have been arrested. One of the mastermind, Baldev Kumar alias Chintu, was arrested yesterday from Deoghar in Jharkhand. The Nanded Anti-Terrorist Squad ATS detained Sanjay Tukaram Jadhav and Jaleel Umar Khan Pathan on suspicion of their involvement in the NEET paper leak case. Both of them are teachers at Zilla Parishad schools and run private coaching institutes in Latur. Also, a case has been registered against a total of four named Irana Mashnaji Kongalwar and Gangadhar at Shivaji Nagar Police Station in Latur. Union Minister of Coal and Mines G. Kishan Reddy and Minister of State for Coal and Mines Satish Chandra Dubey will launch the fourth tranche of auction of critical and strategic mineral blocks today in New Delhi. The minister said that the occasion will also include handing over of certificates to two notified private exploration agencies. It further said that to increase the efficiency in extraction of mineral resources and its conversion into viable economic alloys and metals, sanction letters of grant will be handed over to startup and research and development institutes. Scheme for partial reimbursement of exploration expenses by exploration license holders is also scheduled to be announced. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, the National Disasters Management Authority, NDMA, conducted a tabletop exercise at Pahalgam in South Kashmir's Anantnag district in preparation for the upcoming Sri Amarnath Yatra 2024. The meeting was chaired by Major General Sudhir Behal Rittad, who took a review of the various agencies and departments involved in the disaster management in the context of Sri Amarnath Yatra 2024. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India will play against Australia today in their Super 8 at the Dharamsami National Cricket Stadium, Gros Islet, St. Lucia at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And in Euro Cup 2024, Germany and Switzerland faced off in a thrilling Group A match in Frankfurt. Niklas Füllkrug scored deep into stoppage time to rescue a 1-1 draw for Germany. Füllkrug's dramatic strike ensured Germany topped the Group A while Switzerland advanced as the runner-up. Both teams showed resilience, but it was Füllkrug's last-minute goal that sealed Germany's top spot in the group. And with that, we end this news bulletin.